That's a lot of people migrated, threw their hands up in the air and went, that's it, I'm done, I'm out. Why won't the same thing work to change a system or a form of government? One that is as menacing as any government has ever been. We are on the precipice of having a Soviet Politburo. They already have one in California. There's nothing you can do if you disagree with any of the diabolical things that are going on or being made illegal in California. You don't have a voice. You may as well live in the Soviet Union because they're going to do it. Now, they can't necessarily force you as an individual to do all those things, but they're going to make it legal and empower others to participate in the evil. Hundreds of thousands, if not millions of souls, are going to fall into hell like snowflakes in California because they have a one-party rule. Now, people are sitting out there going, why do you, I just don't get this. What in the hell, or what on earth makes people think that in 2022, Winebox Nancy and Schmuckles Chuckles and greed, lust, and fantasidal maniacs, Biden and Harris and all the gang that pulled off and perpetrated the coup against Trump in the election, what makes you think they're not going to do it again? Fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, or fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Can someone show me any act that's actually happened in any legislature, Georgia, for example, that's going to prevent the Stacey Abrams gang from not only, okay, they've stole two Senate seats, starting to steal seats from the House of Representatives, the Georgia Senate, the Georgia Assembly, and ultimately, either she'll do it or someone else will run again, and taking the governorship. And it won't matter what that you're the Democrat Party. The Democrat Party of 2021 is not the Democrat Party of Democrat Zell Miller from 2000 to 2000 or 2002 to 2006, who was then governor of Georgia. This is a completely different. This is the Cult of Death's party. And if figuratively speaking, it is for them, it's a party. Let's maim. Let's kill anyone that gets in our way for objecting to our good time. What does their good time entail? You don't need me to inform you of that. But anyone that says, you'll never get enough people. 25 million people moved over to Telegraph. The Signal app, which we've been promoting. I promote the Signal app because it's open source. And Zuckerberg and Dorsey and the rest of these creeps, these diabolical, adrenochrome-guzzling, pedo island-attending creeps, they don't own it. It's not theirs. For the time being, it's relatively safe and secure. What was the figure for Gab? 1 million people migrated to Gab in one. Gab.com is an alternative to Twitter. It's kind of a combo between Twitter and Pridebook. 1 million people in one. Here's another one. Signal messaging app hits top of stores after reaching 1.3. How many was that now? Give me the exact total now because I want to make sure I nailed this. 1.3. million downloads in one day. Oh, but we can't change our form and system of government. And we can't leave the one we're currently in because not enough people will do it. There's 1.3 million right there voting with their feet, as Ronald Reagan would say. Maybe folks have to be instructed and told. Now, you kind of have to be careful with this, because you don't want to establish one Soviet Politburo for another, which is why I say this happens community by community and county by county. And work this out. But the main, for us, the main thing that happens is I'm out. I don't obey you. You're not my president. This is the union that I am no longer in. I no longer desire to be in it. I'm out. Self-government is coming. We will find people to make common cause with. And if we have to redraw boundaries, that's the history of the world. We act as though we'd be the first people in history that have redrawn a boundary. Not true. Private messaging application Signal. Now, if this continues, Apple and Google Play are going to start feeling pressure from demonically possessed and obsessed libtards to cancel the app. They're planning violence. I got a hold of a Signal. Well, if you know how to use Signal, I've been using Signal for 2 years now. You set expirations on messages, and you can custom set it for anyone that you want. If I'm having a conversation with Aaron, and I do have one with Aaron, right? Aaron and I are buddies on the Signal app. If I want to set my conversation with Aaron so that it expires, it will self-delete. Let's play Mission Impossible. Should you choose to accept this mission, Aaron, this message will self-destruct in 60 seconds. You can set it so that it deletes itself. It's not there. It's not on their servers. You can't get it. You can't screenshot it. You can't go in the Wayback Machine. Pretty ingenious, huh? You can set it to 6 hours if you want. You can set it to 6 days. You can set it to never. Maybe you trust someone. You go like, well, I don't want the message to expire. The number of downloads, and this is why, now it'll be far more difficult for these cretins to prove they're plotting against our exalted mystic ruler, dear leader Chairman Mal Biden. By the way, this nonsense about this stupid military coup, or whatever it is, that this military force that's going to invade the Capitol, and try and what? I don't know what it is that they're alleging. Well, they're going to take Biden out. They're going to take Harris out. Whatever it is that they allege, this is just trying to foment fear so that draconian, drastic Politburo-type measures can be taken, put into place, and they can do things like, well, if we find anyone in the D.C. area, even if you have a license or an excuse to carry firearms, we're going to take them away from you because we got to. There is this threat. In other words, they're manufacturing this threat, just like they manufactured the case against Trump. The number of downloads was recorded by Apptopia, which tracks apps. The number was a new record for the app. Signal utilizes an end-to-end encryption to keep conversations secure, according to the website of the nonprofit Signal Foundation, the app's developer. We can't read your messages or listen to your calls, and no one else can either. Privacy isn't an optional mode. It's just the way that Signal works. Every message, every call, every time. Said the foundation developer. High-profile users include Edward Snowden and Elon Musk. Speaking of Elon Musk, I never thought I'd find myself saying Elon Musk is right. How many of you, this is just, look, the Crusade Channel and the Mike Church Show from time to time is going to do this. I'm going to encourage you to leave. Get out. Find everyone you know and tell them, leave. Get out. Where do we go? That's up to you. Again, that's up to you. Form your own. I read a piece today about someone basically taking what we've been talking about, and that's good, saying that, well, the first thing that you better do, I know who it was Gary Potter on Catholicism.org, on Brother Andre Marie said on January the 5th. If you have estranged family members, make peace now. Tell them, hey, maybe you want to come home before you, while you still can. Elon Musk has a satellite, has a ISP service that's in beta testing. There's like 10,000 people have it. I believe it's called Starlight. I signed up. I don't live in an area where they have the low-flying satellites. But I read an entire story about it. I was intrigued. I went to the Starlight website, and then I found out all about it. I'm going like, that's really... I'm not sure I like all those satellites flying above, but as an alternative to land-based and monopoly-controlled ISPs, maybe this is an alternative. The way it basically works is instead of having one satellite like HughesNet, 23,000 miles above the Earth, you have hundreds of little satellites at like 900 miles. So the transmission time is severely cut in half, and so the download time is cut, and the bandwidth, if they can actually do the bandwidth that they're talking about, up to 100 megabits a second down and 40 megabits a second up, that's like, look, that's pro grade. I can almost run the Crusade Channel off of that. However, now again, Musk says it is not for big cities, not for big suburban areas. It's for basically for the boondocks, as they call it. It's for the boonies, for BFE, as you and I used to call it. If you live in the middle of nowhere and all you can get is a copper DSL line that caps out at, what, 56K, like in 1999, well, Musk has a alternative for you. But it's things like that are being developed. They're going to challenge these monopolies. You know, one thing about monopolies is that the major problem with, you know, in the United States at the turn of the last century, there was a monopoly problem with the industrialist. They have gotten so big so fast, and many people feared that no one else would ever be able to get into the industry. And by the by, some of this may have been as a result of the economy of scale. Like, for example, is it really feasible for a small version of Bethlehem Steel, for example, to open up? Could you even do that? Now, you can get iron ore in smaller quantities and smaller smelters and smelt it down, and there are these places across the United States. They're called foundries. And foundry used to be a vocation, a trade, something you'd learn. Remember the movie Rudy? Rudy, Rudy. Ned Beatty was Rudy's dad. What did Ned Beatty do? You remember? Remember? He worked at Bethlehem Steel, or U.S. Steel, whatever it was. It wasn't a massive steel mill. What did Rudy's brother do? Worked at a steel mill. The same one, right? What was Ned Beatty's reason for sending Rudy, a very young Sam Kempchi, from the Lord of the Rings, Sean Astin? What is his reason for sending Rudy to Holy Cross and then to Notre Dame? So he never had to step foot inside a steel mill. You remember, this was the mindset. We want our kids to be better than us. We don't want them to have to ever work a day in their life. We want them hanging around water coolers and air-conditioned buildings playing air guitar. Remember, I used to make fun of this a decade ago. That's a communist idea. The ending of trades and vocations was planted by the CP, by the Communist Party. Offsource all your manufacturing. You don't need it. You want your youths to be stupid, ignorant louts, and you want them hanging around water coolers with these new things we're going to invent called smartphones, playing air guitar, and talking about the latest video game or Leroy Jenkins moment. Gee, that plan came true. But the elimination of the trade, again, foundries. The movie planted the seed, as it did thousands of others. We want our kids to. The American dream is your kid never has to have a drop of sweat. What the hell? In retrospect, thinking back on it, who thinks like that? Mike Church Show here on the Crusade Channel, always on air, always online at crusadechannel.com. Are you saying that Lauren Boebert has been kicked off of Twitter? Has been suspended? Newly elected comp member of the House of Representatives, Lauren Boebert. She's the one that went in and went like, I'm not wearing your stupid mask. No, you have to wear the mask. No, I don't. is she wearing one? I saw Jim Jordan speaking yesterday, a congressman. He had one on, but she said, I ain't wearing your mask. She's also the one from Colorado that was talking about bringing her to defend herself without a security detail. She was the security detail. She's kind of like a machine gun Margie from Georgia. This is a. By the by, I just have to say, don't take this the wrong way, anyone. I like Lauren Boebert, and I like Machine Gun Margie. I don't want women running around with semi-aughts, acting like the man ought to. And these big, bold... this is just uber feminism on steroids. Yeah, but I could go home to still fry the bacon up in the pan. Okay, why aren't you home doing it? It's again... Just it's I'm not saying she's a bad person. I'm not saying machine. I'm just saying anything about their character or anything of the sort. Just don't like the idea. Again, you're undermining the role of men. So men go like, yeah, I don't have to do anything because Margie will guard me or Lauren Boebert will guard me. A 210-pound guy that can take a couple of rounds will crush her.